Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This bride might be on to something, Breezy.
Really?
Yeah, I like this idea. It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. Corey James and Breezy. I got a text from Breeze yesterday saying, oh my God, something big happened. We need to talk about it tomorrow around the 7:45 segment of the show. We had something planned already, so it was so big and so important that we had to move that out of the way to make room to talk about this. And in classic Breezy fashion, she just texts that part of it and doesn't explain what it is that had happened. So I respond with, what's up? And also in classic Breezy fashion, she takes forever to respond. So I'm just going through the news stories as I do, looking for things for the feed, and I wonder which big thing that's happening is the one that Breezy's talking about. Is an asteroid gonna hit the Earth? I mean, she said this was huge. This was so important that we needed to move a piece of content that we had already planned on talking about out of the way to make room for this. And then the message that I get back reads, and I quote, my friend whose batch party I went to in August just asked me to be in her wedding. Big news! Big news!
You're an idiot. This is big news.
For you! You could have said it. Big news for me.
Why do I have to specify? Any news, regardless if it's about me or not, is big news.
Anyways, once I got past the disappointment of that.
Disappointment?
Once I got past the initial disappointment that it wasn't some giant revelation, something that you discovered, there is some really interesting aspects to this. Because as you said, you went on this bachelorette party back in August.
Yeah, and she already had her bridesmaids picked out.
Uh-huh.
So this was confusing to me because yesterday, this was during the show, and I don't like when people text me, things during the show that are kind of give me a little bit of anxiety because I'm like, oh God.
So anything.
So this person goes, my friend goes to me and my other best friend, Madison, in a group text. She goes, hi, I was wondering if you had some time to talk the next few days. I've been having some feelings about my wedding next year, and I wanted to talk to you both about them. Let me know.
That's similar to the text that you sent me, by the way. A lot of mystery there.
I know. So Maddie, my best friend Maddie, called me and was like, what do you think it's about? I was like, I think she's going to ask us to be in her wedding, which is a long shot because, again, like I said, she already had her bridesmaids picked up.
Yeah.
Maddie's like, I doubt it. I don't think that's what it is. Mm-hmm. It might be, if things don't pan out the way they're supposed to next year with capacity and things like that, maybe it has something to do with that. So anyways, she called us separately and she asked me, I've been thinking a lot about this. And mind you, me and Maddie helped her get ready for her. She got married a ceremony in September.
Right.
Very small, very intimate. No one in the wedding party was there besides her sisters.
Okay, pushing the reception to next year.
To next year.
Got it.
So she was like, me and Maddie helped her get ready for the actual wedding ceremony that she had back in September. And she was like, I've just been thinking a lot about this, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way. And I'm like, oh my God, what is she about to say right now?
Yeah.
she's like, I really want, like, I can't even imagine going through this day without you. Like,
aww.
With, you know, you and Maddie helping me get ready the first time around. Like, it's just, it's not, I don't want to do that. I want you in everything. I want you in pictures. I want you getting ready with us. And I, at first I was like, does she want me to make a speech? Like, I'm so confused right now. She wasn't really coming out and saying it. I was like,
yeah.
Are you asking me to be a bridesmaid? She was like, yeah. I was like, oh my God, of
okay.
course.
All right, so.
And she went on to say, like, I'm really sorry and I don't want you to be offended that I didn't ask you, like, the first time around, and I never want you to think you're a second choice. Mind yeah. you, I've been really close with this person since we were 5 years old.
Well, you said
old.
It's
we
like your youngest friend,
my
right?
childhood yeah. best friend, like... I've known her, my longest okay. friend I've known in my entire life. So,
because I got to be honest with you. When you told me that she gassed and that the bachelorette party was back in August, I my head jumped to, oh, one of the other bachelorettes must have bailed. And now
right. So that's,
needs, yeah, plan,
that's the thought.
Plan B in place.
But that's actually not what happened.
Right, yeah. I just added a couple because she needed you guys to be there. That's sweet. That's awesome.
Her reasoning behind it was, which I, this is what I really want to hone in on today when we talk about this is, there's so much pressure. She was like, I felt so much pressure when planning, and I feel like I kind of rushed and picked things because, you know, the numbers weren't going to add up with my husband's groomsman, and yep. the pictures would be uneven, and mm-hmm. and there the aesthetic that I was
all
going
the stuff
for
you think about.
And it's like she was like, while I got married in September, I just thought to myself, none of that matters.
Yeah.
Like, I just want the people here that I love Aww. And are so important
Aww,
to me.
That's very sweet.
Like, none of that matters. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a big part of this wedding pressure that I think is really not a lot of people talk about often. There's a ton of pressure with a bunch of different things. And look, I'm no wedding guru. I've been to like one wedding in my entire life. It was Corey's. And honestly,
well, good thing we had two of them so that you could get extra experience.
Of course, obviously.
You're welcome.
Actually, that's not true. I went to a couple weddings before you.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
I just, there's a lot of pressure.
Being in it is different, yeah.
And things that you think about that, and the time seems so important.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, well, there's going to be one groomsman with two bridesmaids, and that's going to look weird. Blah, 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 blah. None of that matters. And I think her reiterating that to me, and a lot of people were like, oh, you were a second choice. It's like, I know in my heart of hearts that I wasn't a second choice, mm-hmm. and I totally understand where she's coming from, and I'm literally honored.
No, that's awesome. It made me think, though. I have an idea. I don't know if you're going to like it, but I have an idea.
What?
So I was just thinking of picking who's going to be in the wedding party after the bachelorette party. So maybe this is something you can put in your back pocket for when you get married at some point here. What about, I mean, this, I think you might like this because this would be very up your alley. Almost reality show-esque. The bachelorette party is essentially an audition for who's going to be the bridesmaid.
Well, I was also thinking about that,
can
too.
You imagine if you invite 10 potential bridesmaids and you say, all right, guys, we've got room for 6. Show me your best. Eh?
I know.
Eh? What do you think?
It's like it's a scavenger
hunt-esque yeah.
type of situation.
Yeah, what do you think?
Like, you pick your maid of honor
yeah?
up front.
Sure.
And then you and your maid of honor collab.
Yeah.
When in reality, you know who you're going to pick anyways. But
well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe you're surprised. Maybe you're surprised. Maybe there could be a game. You could get some you get points. Ooh. You can have
Ooh.
A you can have a tally the entire weekend of who's in the lead. And there's the cutoff point of who's not going to make it into the party.
I know. So.
Are you like this idea?
I think this might be something.
Yeah.
You know, a page I take out of Corey's bachelorette book.
Yes, yes, my extensive bachelorette book.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, there is, like, you know, there's downsides to everything. So I think it would be really fun and it'd be interesting. It might make you lose friends at the end who don't make the cut. But, you know, like, hey, there's pros and cons to everything.
Like what I always say, Corey. Yeah. Win some, lose most.
Yeah, so I anticipate this is something that Breezy will do whenever it is that she gets married and has her bachelorette party. I can't wait for the Breezy's Bachelorette Games!
Corey, you're going to
yes!
be there. You have to
yes!
be auditioning, obviously.
All right, I'm in. If you do this, I 100% am. Oh, I'll host it. I'll host it. I'll be the Chris Harrison.
And the DJ.
It's sure. Whatever. Fine. All right. If you're going to do this, whatever I need to be, I'm down 100%. I think this is going to be genius.
I love it.
Are you nervous someone's going to steal this idea before you get the chance? Are you going to propose to Rachel this weekend so that you can just do this plan?
Maybe.
Okay, all right. She didn't say no. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.